Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast. The forecast for today says going to be cloudy and cooler. Got some morning showers hanging around, and we'll have a high near 50 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 57. It's 53 in Burlington. Milwaukee 58, and it's 53 degrees in Racine. So the temperatures are going to be falling as the day goes on. Kenosha police looking into an injury accident scenario that unfolded about 1:30 this morning. Officers called to the 60th Street West 60th Avenue area. Passerby found a car into a tree. Fire department then got called out, and the situation led to an inquiry about Flight for Life being able to fly with the weather conditions. Officers on the scene were told flight was grounded. That resulted in the victim going by rescue squad to St. Catherine's Medical Center. But no other information has been made available regarding that particular accident. The valve on one of two anhydrous ammonia tanks being hauled by a pickup truck on Highway KR yesterday morning malfunctioned. It released about 800 gallons of that chemical into the air. Area fire departments, along with Kenosha County's hazmat team, called 2KR just east of Highway 45 about 10:30 in the morning. Driver of the truck was taken to the hospital just as a precaution. A resident of a nearby home was evacuated from that particular residence. The folks as far away as Union Grove were urged to stay indoors and to close their windows. Now, Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says anhydrous ammonia mainly used in this area as a fertilizer, but it is very dangerous.
It's a low-cost, highly effective nitrogen-based fertilizer. It's also used by some companies in their refrigeration system as a coolant, so it has a number of different uses. But this time of year, you'll see oftentimes nurse tanks in farm fields where they're using it as a fertilizer.
But the chemical can cause severe respiratory problems. Highways 45 and KR did reopen to traffic early yesterday afternoon. The victim of Tuesday morning stabbing attack inside Kenosha Bradford High School continues to be listed in critical condition at Milwaukee's Children's Hospital. The alleged offender was in court for the first time in his life. During a disposition hearing, the district attorney's office indicated the victim and two of his friends approached the suspect in a study hall. Victim punched the suspect in the face. The 15-year-old responded by pulling a knife and stabbing the other 15-year-old in the chest. While the suspect has no criminal record, Kenosha Court Commissioner David Berman ordered him held in secure detention until another hearing on Friday. The two teens reportedly have been arguing over a girl, with all of them at one point having actually been friends. The mother of that alleged offender in the case indicates her son and the other boys allegedly involved, including the victim, well, they do have some history outside of just being friends at one point. Following that juvenile court disposition hearing, she told reporters that her son was wrong for having brought a weapon to school, but also wondered, where were the teachers?
Why wouldn't the teacher intervene and keep these other kids from coming into his class? Because he was where he was supposed to be. And these kids came to my house numerous times, threatening him, saying like, oh, when we see you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And also he has another friend, the person that's in question, that he stabbed, jumped on, took his shoes and his jacket. And he's like, well, Mom, what do you want me to do? I said, well, you guys were all friends at one point in time.
She told her son that she should have come to her about the problems that he was having, but was told that, well, he thought it was over. Woman also acknowledged social media has played a role in all of this, threats and other comments going back and forth. Charges filed in Racine County Circuit Court against a woman accused of driving without a valid license when she was involved in a serious accident on the city's north side. 37-year-old Vivian Augustus accused of crossing the center line, her vehicle colliding head-on with another in the 3100 block of Mount Pleasant Street on March 21st. Driver of that other vehicle suffering serious injuries, including several fractures. The accident witnessed by the victim's wife traveling behind her husband's pickup truck. Augustus charged with driving minus a valid license, causing great bodily harm, and could get up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted. Never been issued a driver's license, according to court documents, has been issued a number of citations in the past for driving without a valid license. A $2 million police science training center at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha is going to be dedicated tomorrow. Gateway President Brian Albrecht says the Kennel Protective Services Training Center includes some really impressive upgrades.
The simulation center, a tactical lab, a gun range that is state-of-the-art, very, very creative space, and classroom facilities that are just so in line with what is needed today to help provide the most appropriate training for our law enforcement officials.
The new 12-lane shooting range is going to replace a much smaller facility, no longer meeting state training standards. New center will be used by Gateway students, also by on-the-job law enforcement officers for their continued training. And a 25-year-old town of Waterford man is facing drug-related charges after a search of his home by the Racine County Metro Drug Unit on Monday. The search in the 6300 block of North River Bay Road included members of the Racine County's K-9 unit. A news release indicates that during that search, deputies recovered marijuana and THC dabs, as they're called, a wax-like substance derived from marijuana plants, appears to have been commercially made, possibly shipped from a state where marijuana has been legalized. Deputies also seized a taser, a device used to convert a handgun into a short-barreled rifle, and nearly $64,000 cash. Charges include possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, keeping a drug house. They've been recommended to the district attorney's office. Members of the Racine County Board's Executive Committee met in closed session for over an hour last evening, adjourned, though, without reconvening into open session. And everybody was tight-lipped about what was discussed behind those closed doors. The agenda listed discussion with the Corporation Counsel, the county's broker, and outside counsel on matters related to the sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a potential buyer. Now, negotiations with Villa Healthcare from Illinois for the purchase of the Ridgewood Center broke off, of course, earlier in the year, the county board having voted last year to sell the facility. The committee was also scheduled to discuss a lawsuit that was filed by the village of Sturtevant over several lots owned by the county on Highway 11, which the village wants for future development. Sturtevant officials want the county to either put the lots up for sale or give them to the village. Afterward, County Board Chairman Rusty Clark would only indicate that more information could be available next week. A 1,200-square-foot addition to the main building, along with a canopy and modifications to the drive-up area for the Storino Funeral Home at 3014 Northwestern Avenue, enthusiastically supported by the Racine City Plan Commission with approval of a conditional use permit amendment. John Murphy with Architectural Associates noted the complex is part of the Wustom family estate and that the goal is improving overall accessibility.
Along Northwestern Avenue, these buildings really become a focal point, an architectural focal point at least. So we've tried to achieve all of their objectives architecturally, maintaining a park-like setting. It'll take a few years for some of the plant materials to get where we would like them to be.
Daryl Storino said this is all about enhancing the property for their customers and those who come to pay their respects. Neighbor Julie Borglund called the upgrade plans fabulous. Living Faith Lutheran Church officials asking the city of Racine last year about changing their stationary sign at 2915 Wright Avenue into an electronic display. And while planning staff recommended denial for not meeting several criteria, the City Plan Commission gave it the go-ahead under authority of a conditional use permit. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski pointing out the sign should stay in the same location.
We are suggesting that if this does move forward, that it not be positioned in front of the sculpture. It really does a disservice to the sculpture. And so keeping it in the initial location, reworking the sign that they have, just so that it doesn't obstruct the sculpture that's on the building. That's reflected in the conditions of approval that we see could be used by the commission to advance this forward as an approval.
Normally, electronic message signs in residential areas under city ordinance are allowed for schools. Living Faith Lutheran Church has a K-4 program, but it's not K-8. Nonetheless, the Plan Commission recommendation will go to the Common Council. New electronic message signs also approved by the Plan Commission for Julian Thomas School behind the fence at State Street and King Drive, also on the west side of the main entrance to Horlick High School. Unemployment rates falling in all local municipalities from February to March when compared to a year ago, and a bit of a change when it comes to the city of Racine.
According to figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development, Racine's unemployment rate fell 1.4% in March when compared to a year ago to 5.3%. That's 1% below the rate reported in February. The March jobless rates in Caledonia and Milwaukee fell 1% from February, 9/10 in Kenosha, 7/10 in Mount Pleasant, and 8/10 in Oak Creek. The city of Beloit had the highest jobless rate in the state in March. Racine County's unemployment rate in March was 4.5%, down 1% from February and 1.2% from a year ago. Kenosha County's rate was 4.3%, an 0.8 drop from February and down 1% from last March. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.